Expert HR Weekly, compliance, good practice, and benchmarking for UK HR professionals.
Hello and welcome to this week's podcast with me, Susan Dennehy. Employee engagement is vital for an employer, and levels of engagement will impact on a business's success. The watchword employment at the moment seems to be productivity and how to increase it, and employees are more productive when they're engaged in the organisation. With me this week to discuss the Expert HR recent survey on employment engagement and look at which factors increase or decrease employee engagement is HR Practice Editor, Pay and Benefits, Jo Jacobs.
Hello.
Morning, Jo. Can you start by telling us a little bit about the survey?
Yes, so we surveyed 375 organisations, and that's from both the private and the public sectors, and found that 3/5 of organisations have levels of employee engagement that are good, very good, or excellent. But this does mean there's more work to be done, because we've got more than a quarter of an organisations describing employee engagement levels as reasonable, and just over one organisation in 10 describes levels as poor or very poor.
And can you tell us, what does engagement really mean, and what's the benefit of having engaged employees?
So, in short, if employees are engaged, they're committed to an organisation's goals and values, and they're motivated to make the organisation a success. The more successful organisations you have, the stronger the UK economy. And there's been more research into employee engagement since 2009. That was when the government commissioned the McLeod Report, which was later called Engaging for Success. Now, this research has proven that engagement isn't just a nice to have, but that it has a real impact on company performance and on the UK's performance overall.
And as you said, the McLeod Report was a big report in 2009.
Yeah, it was the first time that there'd been a proper look at employee engagement and the effect that it does actually have on businesses.
And one of the factors you looked at in the survey was a difference in engagement depending on the sector you worked in or the size of the company. And was there a difference?
Yes, there was. We found lower levels of engagement among public sector organisations than the levels among the private sector. And also a higher proportion of larger organisations reported poor levels of engagement compared with the smaller organisations.
And did organisations tell you why they had strong engagement levels?
Yes, so we asked organisations why they thought their engagement levels were good or excellent, and many said that their organisation was collaborative, with employees working well together, and some talked about team spirit. Others described their organisations as people-focused, strong on communications, and they said that the organisation invested in training and learning and development. So the CEO and the leadership in the organisation was also a significant factor in boosting engagement, as was empowering employees to make their own decisions.
And did companies give reasons for having low levels of engagement?
Many organisations attributed lower levels of engagement to restructuring, and several were citing rapid growth or rapid change as the reason for this. And others put low engagement down to cuts in staff. Again, the CEO and the senior management play an important role. When there are low levels of engagement, they were attributed to a lack of leadership and direction from above. In short, many organisations said engagement was low when the organisation was hierarchical, when communication was poor, and when staff don't have a voice.
And what areas have the most substantial influence, do you think, on employment engagement? What came out in the survey?
Well, pay is the factor with the most substantial influence. That was cited by over a third of respondents. That was followed by the quality of line management, cited by a quarter of respondents. And a fifth of respondents cited leadership visibility and confidence.
So visibility and confidence was a big issue as well.
Yeah.
What about factors affecting employee satisfaction and commitment to work?
Now, interestingly here, pay didn't come out on top. It was relationships or organisational issues that play a big part in employee satisfaction and commitment. So the top three factors were the relationship with the manager, 3/4 of respondents cited that. Around 2/3 said it was the quality of line management, and leadership visibility and confidence was also a top factor affecting employee satisfaction and commitment.
And how do organisations go about assessing levels of engagement?
Well, employee attitude surveys are still popular. They're used by 2/3 of respondents. Exit interviews are conducted at more than 3/4 of organisations. And organisations also tend to monitor rates of absenteeism and retention. You've got more of 1/2 of organisations using appraisals to assess employee engagement. And 44% of organisations are using team briefings.
So several methods there. And are organisations finding any particular initiatives improve employee engagement over others?
Well, no single initiative stands out for improving employee engagement, but around 15% of organisations feel that better visibility of the management or direct contact with them, such as being able to email the CEO or coffee sessions with the CEO, helps improve engagement. And another thing was running an annual survey and acting upon it. if surveys were run and they weren't acted upon, then that had a more detrimental effect on engagement.
And what about the role of internal communication channels? You see these increasingly. Are organisations using these digital channels to engage employees?
Yeah, organisations are increasingly using internal online communication channels like Yammer or Jive to spread information and help engage employees. So these work a bit like Facebook for the workplace. Our survey found that over a fifth of respondents are using such digital platforms to boost internal networking, collaboration, and/or communication. And there are more respondents planning to use these platforms. So digital channels were on the radar of more than a third of the organisations that we surveyed. We also saw a difference between the organisations using them. The private sector is using them much more than the public sector, although the public sector does have more plans to. But one sector that isn't really embracing digital channels or planning to is the manufacturing and production industry.
And do we know why this is? It could be just more contact between employees, but do we know the reason?
Yeah, one reason for this is could be that the fact there are fewer desk-based jobs in that industry.
Is there a generational factor? Should organisations be thinking about the different age groups when it comes to engaging employees? Is it different?
Two-thirds of organisations believe there are differences between engaging employees of different age groups. So therefore, it is worth organisations tailoring their communications and engagement programmes to their workforce. So if you look first at Generation X, that's those born between the mid-1960s and the early 80s, this group came out as the least problematic generational group, with almost half of organisations feeling this group has average levels of engagement.
And what about older work staff? Are they more loyal?
Well, there's a bit of a split with baby boomers, who are those born between 1946 and 1964. You've got some organisations finding them easier to engage with, but 40% of the respondents who answered this question find them harder to engage. So although some find this group more loyal, reasons given for finding this group hard to engage with that there's a feeling of being there, done that, and that this group can be quite cynical or sceptical.
What about Generation Y? We hear a lot about Generation Y.
Well, opinions are quite divided on Generation Y. That's people born between the early 80s and 2000. While almost 40% of our respondents who answered this question find them easier to engage, we've also got over a quarter of them finding them harder to engage. Now, Generation Y is known to be tech savvy, so the split in opinion may depend on the type and size of organisation that these employees are working for and the methods that they're using to engage employees. So our respondents had quite differing opinions about this particular age group. On the one hand, many find this group engaged, enthusiastic and optimistic. But on the other, there's concern this group is focused on short-term success. They move on too quickly in terms of leaving the organisation. And also this generation expects everything now.
And that's very interesting and more in the survey, no doubt. Thank you very much for that, Jo. You can read the full results of the Employee Engagement Survey 2015 on Expert HR and see the full data on benchmarking. That brings us to the end of this week's podcast, which you've been listening to with me, Susan Dennehy. We're back again next Friday, but until then, it's goodbye from us.
Expert HR Weekly, the latest from experthr.co.uk, the award-winning subscription service for HR professionals.